Walk the Talk with Kim. I am Kim Arellano. I want to thank Pearson Law Firm for sponsoring the show. At Pearson Law Firm, you can expect expert representation, a kind, compassionate attitude. That is the Pearson promise. We have a full packed agenda today, and we've got a couple of different guests. We're going to talk about a couple of different things. But before we jump right in and get started, I did want to let you know about two things that are coming up right away. First of all, mark your calendars for November 5th of 2011. We're going to have the New Livelihoods Job Fair and New Business Development in the Snoqualmie Valley. It's going to be at Chief Canaan Middle School in Falls City. We're going to have keynote presenters. We're going to have people that are looking for people to hire. We're going to have WorkSource there. We're going to have the Department of Social and Health Services there. We're going to be talking about how to find a job and get a job. So if you are out of work, or know someone who's out of work that you want to help, please bring them to Chief Canaan Middle School in Falls City from 8:30 to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, November 5th. And you can find more information about that event on the Walk the Talk with Kim website or at newlivelihoods.net. That's newlivelihoods.net. And we're going to be talking the whole hour about this program next week on the Walk the Talk with Kim show. But in the meantime, I wanted to get this on your calendars ahead of time. Second thing I also wanted to let folks know about is our great friends at the Chris Elliott Foundation for Glioblastoma Brain Cancer. Wanted to let us know that every month, 300 to 500 people contact the Chris Elliott Fund in search of information and in need of hope. They're there to educate, advocate, and connect patients and their loved ones to resources and medical centers that offer advanced treatment. They offer the service free of charge to anyone who asks for it. But right now, they need some help. In order to keep the service going, they need about $3,000 each month to cover communication costs with patients, caregivers, and individual information. And so they are looking for folks out there that want to contribute to the Chris Elliott Fund to keep that program going. To contact chriselliottfund.com, .org. My apologies. It's chriselliottfund.org. And you can always find information on the Chris Elliott Fund on the Walk the Talk with Kim website. And I'll be posting that information on Facebook as well. And we all know Delanne. She's a great friend of the Walk the Talk with Kim show. And we want to get it out there that she needs help with her organization. And we want to make sure that we keep the education flowing for people that have been just diagnosed with glioblastoma brain cancer and they need the help and support. And this is nationwide. This isn't just here in the Pacific Northwest. So we need to help out this organization. And without any further ado, I wanted to bring on Chris Wentworth. Chris Wentworth is a fellow women in business friend of mine for a few years. And we found out a little bit later that we actually went to the same high school. It's kind of fun.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. But Chris is here to talk about a really great event that's coming up this Saturday. And the event is called Day of the Diva. Chris, tell us about it.
Well, it's going to be in downtown Duval, Washington, and it's very close. It only takes about 30 minutes to get there from Bellevue, Seattle. And it really is the celebration of women and what we call fabulosity and their complications and their, you know, just their beauty and their spirit and all the things that women deal with. And there's a lot of issues that women have that we want to bring to light, but we also really want to celebrate with makeup and wine and food and art and walking and just all sorts of different fun events that are going to be going on all day.
So what made you think of, this is an event you put together, right, that you came up with as a brainchild. What made you think of this?
You know, I've been asked that a couple times. I don't really know. I just love being with women and I love celebrating life. And anytime that I can bring those things together and forward conversations that make a difference in the world, I love doing that.
So what can people expect when they come on Saturday?
They can expect have a drumming. We're gonna have a drumming circle out in the park. It's probably gonna be like nothing that they've ever seen before. There's just like tons of different things.
Okay, wait a minute. So I've heard wine, makeup, walking, and drumming circles.
Drumming circles.
Oh my gosh.
It's all about raising the energy, and just playing and having a great time and delighting in being with one another.
So the wine's coming first, and then all the events happen after that. No,
well, you know, well, the walk.
It starts at 8:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah, it's a little early in the morning. I would probably start with something else, but I'm not going to go there. But the wine is, you know, being donated, so the first glass of wine is free that you have, and then we're offering discounts all through town. So you, when you get there and register, or you can register online. You get a wristband that says Day of the Diva, and then you can walk through town and you can go to any of the participating shops, and they're all offering a discount. So you can walk in and you can get a free plate of fries with your burger, or you can get a cocktail with, you know, nachos or something like that. It's really up to you to kind of design, but it's all just about playing and being out with each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're also doing a stiletto garden, which you probably also have never heard
what
of.
What is a stiletto garden? All right.
Stiletto garden is a garden made out of a stiletto. I know we all have our favorite.
As in the shoe, right?
As in the shoe. And we typically all have one of those old, you know, I used to have this blue pair of stilettos that were really great. And you know, eventually they just became out of date, so they're stuck in the closet. But you just make a little garden out of it, and then we're going to be putting them in an area of Duval, so they'll be kind of a permanent piece of art for a little while. And if people want to, they can take them home with them. They don't have to leave them there.
So people can donate their stilettos to
their
the stiletto
old
garden.
Stilettos, yeah, and they can bring them with them that day, or they can drop them off in Duval prior to that at the Valley mailbox. And then we're also doing, women will have the opportunity to create a flag for anybody that they want to acknowledge or honor. So anybody that they want to say, this was a person that's passed on that I really want to honor, or this is a person that that is fighting a battle right now that I want to honor. It's me that I want to honor, whoever they can. And they'll put their names on the flag, and then we're going to build a flag of hope in a ribbon style. But it will include pink and red and white for all those different things that women are working on.
So give a shout out to some of the local organizations in Duval, some of the shops and stuff that are contributing.
Okay. Match Wine and Coffee is a big one. The Laurel Tree, Cece's Espresso, Tress's Coffee, Extapa, True Value is donating all the dirt and things like that.
For the garden. But not the stilettos.
Not the stilettos. Duval's Dazzling Designs is cutting all the flags and providing all that. Quilter's Garden provided all the fabric. Who else is out there that is really stepped up? The Grange, that's where all the keynote speakers will be. The Grill is, you know, stepping up with a great discount. So pretty much everybody in our community is really going to have a piece in it.
We're going to come out and celebrate the Day of the Diva Duval style.
Exactly.
Oh, awesome. So you've got to come for that.
I know. Yeah.
And so how do people find out more information?
They can go to www.diva-.org. Mm-hmm. That's where they can register. And if they register before Friday midnight, they get $5 off. So it'll be $24.95. If you register the day of, it's $30.
Mm-hmm.
Includes free wine, a t-shirt for the first 100 people that are registered. And we're still just under that mark. So,
yay. Oh, yeah. It sounds like fun. Yeah. And where's the walk run going to be? Or the run? Are you going to make them do them stilettos?
No, that would probably be fine. Next year, Kim. Next year.
The stiletto dash.
Yes, the stiletto dash. I think somebody does that already, but I'll have to check it out. Sorry, I just totally lost my train of thought.
I'm asking about the run, but she's already off. See, that's why Chris put together this event, because she's just one of those dreamer kind of people, and she just kind of goes with it, and I just applaud you for it. So we were talking. I derailed you. That was my fault, okay. And we can't blame Eric for that one, but I derailed you. So stilettos are in the garden. They're not going to be in the run,
no,
but people can come ready to run. Where are they going to run or walk?
They'll run down the Snoqualmie Trail, which is actually a very well-known trail out in the Duval-Snoqualmie Valley area. It's one of those old railroad trails. Really, mm-hmm. It's just gorgeous, especially this time of year. It's supposed to be a nice day.
It's supposed to be a nice day.
Yeah, and the runners will go first. The runners leave at 8 a.m. It's not timed. It's all about play and ease. So it's not timed. We're not going to have a winner, although they might, you know, they'll pick themselves as the winner.
You know, bless the sisters out there that think running is something of fun and bonding. I know that they're out there, but I would probably do the walk.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can totally do that. And you can leave all day long. You don't have to be there at 9 a.m. to do that. You can leave all day long and just make it whatever kind of day you want it to be.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. So again, what's the website address they can go to?
Diva-dash.org.
And we're going to put that information on the Walk the Talk with Kim website. And come check out the Day of the Diva. It's the first annual one, and I'm sure we're going to have more. And it's the Day of the Diva in Duval, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And Chris, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We really loved having you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anything else that you wanted? Any music?
Is there going to be music there? There will be music. There'll be a couple people singing and playing throughout the town, and it's just, there's going to be lots of surprises. Come on out.
Sounds like a lot of fun. That's diva-dash.org. And again, go to walkthetalkwithkim.com, and we'll have more information on that. In fact, there's information posted on the Walk the Talk with Kim website as we speak right now, Facebook page. And I'll get that on the website in a little bit. But on our Facebook page, you can go to Walk the Talk with Kim on Facebook and find out more information on Day of the Diva. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW AM 1150. When we come back, we're going to be talking about your heart. Come back and listen.
She's so good with her stiletto.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and with my wife, Michelle, we're local residents just like you who have a passion to help those who have been harmed or wronged in our communities. If you have a personal injury from a car crash or a property hazard, an industrial injury, a defective product, or nursing home neglect issue, the Pearson Law Firm can help you anywhere, anytime. Contact us today for a free case evaluation at 1-800-423-8473. That number again is 1-800-423-8473. Or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Have you heard the phrase, "The beatings will continue until morale improves"? To organizations, employees are the biggest assets and biggest fans. If they're not feeling heard or appreciated, the bottom line will suffer. For mission-driven organizations, the reliance on employees and managers to rally around the core messaging is critical for success. At Walk the Talk for Success, we provide leadership best practices, education, and communication strategies for mission-driven organizations. Whether you're a business of one, middle manager, or leader in a large company or nonprofit, our experiential workshops and focused on organizational psychology will assist you in achieving success with your messaging and vision. Call for a free consultation today, 425-888-9790, or check us out at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Walk the Talk for Success, achieving your message through understanding human behavior.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim, and our diva has left the building, but that sounds like a lot of fun. I'm excited. So, Eric, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Kim.
We just jump right into it these days, man.
Well, you heard about the idea of the stiletto garden, and then, of course, there was no time for chit-chat. You had to get right to the meat of the matter.
We had to talk to the meat of the matter. Of course we did. Absolutely. So you can come. And contribute to your...
I just got some new shoes, so I'm doing all right.
You don't have any old stilettos in the closet that, wink, wink, that you don't want to donate to the cause?
It does sound like a blast, but I really don't consider myself a diva. I'm just not that fabulous. So.
You know what? The first step in getting healthy is admitting that you have a problem and that you're in denial.
I'm in denial about being a diva?
You might be a diva. You don't know it.
That sounds like a bit maybe Jeff Foxworthy should get
you
to work on. You might be a diva if, yeah.
You know, I might have to start working on that. That'll be my next career in comedy.
All right.
I'm not very funny, though.
Well, you never know until you try.
Yeah, I guess I could. I'll start with that, though. I'm going to steal it. You could be my sidekick.
Okay, very good.
Really put him to sleep. Welcome. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. Welcome back as I dig my producer there. But I kid. I love my producer, Eric. We're just so lucky to have him, and he sure makes us sound great. So thank you, Eric, for joining us today. And I know you've got a pair of stilettos in that closet that you but we'll talk about that off air. Anyway, we want to welcome our guest today. We have Holly Tucci with with us and Elaine Minnick. And joining us a little later on the phone, we're going to have Dr. Kim Krabel join us as well. And these two ladies have joined forces and know each other because of a common disease. And it's a disease that affects women and men and children and infants and all of us. And it's heart disease. And we wanted to talk about heart disease or cardiovascular disease. And I hadn't given this subject much thought because it doesn't affect me, as with most things, right? We don't think about them unless they actually affect us. But I was talking with Holly on something completely different having to do with my other business, the Walk the Talk for Success business. And I don't even remember how we got to talking about it, but you told me about this thing that you're very, very passionate about and about this educational awareness and resources available for people that are dealing with heart conditions. I'm like, you have a heart condition? You know, I mean, she's talking and I'm like, you have a heart condition? I told her you have to come on the show and you have to talk about the great things that people are doing in terms of heart health and heart awareness. And in your particular case, you've never known life without having a heart condition.
Very true. Very true. That's exactly what it is.
So tell us a little bit about your story.
So a little bit about my story is that I was born with a heart block, and it wasn't even 24 hours after I had been born that the cardiologist met with my parents, let them know what the status of my heart was and what that meant down the road. So basically, they anticipated that I would have my first pacemaker by the time I was 12. And with that in mind, I just went about daily life, living as a kid. And for me, it meant being really tired and really slow and exhausted all the time. So as a kid, that pretty much sucks. But nonetheless, I always did the best to make the best of it. And it was when I was about 9 and a half that it came to a point with doing swimming and softball and ballet that I was just getting so fatigued all the time that I wanted more out of what was happening, and I decided to write my cardiologist a letter. And in that letter, I just told him, I think it's time. I don't want to wait any longer. I think it's time to see about getting that first pacemaker and making it happen. And sure enough, within a couple weeks, it was a matter of meeting with the cardiologist, doing some more assessments and tests, and then from there, going on to Children's Hospital in Seattle and getting my very first pacemaker, and things definitely changed from there.
Okay, so for those of us that are ignorant. I'm using that word purposefully because
sure.
We get blind, ignorant, in denial, whatever it is. What's a heart block?
So heart block basically affects the electrophysiology of your heart, which means that for me, it, you know, without my pacemaker, it's about 20 to 30 beats a minute. So really slow. If you think of the average adult is about, you know, 70 to 80 for a resting heart rate. So without that pacemaker, I am completely dependent on it. So thinking if I don't have it, really, really slow.
So your heart pumps slow.
Yes.
Does it pump as strong, just not as fast?
Correct.
Okay, great. And then a pacemaker, again, I kind of think I know what they do, but I don't really know what they do.
So a pacemaker is, thank goodness for whoever did the research. I wish I could think of a shout out for that person right now and the team and the research group right now. But, you know, it's a device that's implanted and has leads that are connected through the ventricles of your heart, and it helps the electricity of your heart continue to go and to make it go when it needs to.
And so it's on a timer, so it's doing that 70 to 80 beats per minute.
For me, it's doing it all the time. For some people, they have it on demand, so when they need to. So it's programmed to recognize if the heart rate gets to be too low, then it'll jump in and start doing the work. For me, it's all the time. It's mm-hmm. always going.
Mm-hmm. And I was reading that you've had it replaced. They don't last forever. It's not like the bionic man that once you have it installed, it's good for, you're done, you're good for life, right?
Oh gosh, and I hope we get to that someday. Who knows? Yeah. And I really believe anything is possible. But yeah, I am now on, well into my adult life, I'm now on my 7th pacemaker. So we've had some bumps in the road, and you know, you've had a few callbacks, recalls, and you know.
Recalls on pacemakers?
Recalls on pacemakers, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So we've definitely gone through that, but, you know, I just keep on going.
And you're going to be replacing pacemakers and doing it for the rest of your life. But
Pretty
it hasn't stopped you at all.
Not at all. The only thing that it stops me from really is going through the metal detector at the airport, and that's about it.
Oh, no. So you tell them ahead of time, hey, just by the way, I know I'm not going to pass the muster on this.
Exactly. Tell them ahead of time. Let them know, here's my ID card. This is legit. Please, please believe me.
So you've had this condition your whole life, and I can't even imagine being a 9.5-year-old child saying, I want to have surgery. I mean, that sounds just absolutely terrifying. So you must have been one strong little girl.
I like to think so.
Absolutely. And your parents, I can't even imagine. And we're going to talk a little bit with Elaine. Elaine has a son that has a heart condition as well. Is it the same type of condition that...
No. He was born with a congenital heart defect, which is the official term for a heart disease or heart condition you're born with. But he was born with what was called double outlet right ventricle. He also has a hole in his heart, along with a few other idiosyncrasies. And so we knew in advance at his first ultrasound that he had a heart condition. And from there, we were put with a cardiologist happening to be Dr. Crable, and have worked with her ever since. After he was born, about 10 days after he was born, he had his first open heart surgery, and I had a shunt put in. And then he was able to come home from the hospital about a month after he was born. He's had his second heart surgery, open heart surgery, was when he was 13 months old. And that was the next step in the process, doing what's called the Glenn procedure. And then on October 20th, a few days after the heart walk, he goes in for his third open heart surgery, which is called the Fontan procedure, which is basically a bypass surgery.
So how old is your son now?
He's 4.
Okay, so, and you said after the heart walk, and we're going to talk about the heart walk here, did I hear you right, that he goes back in for another one?
Right, right.
Is this the last one, or is there more?
It's hard to say, because with heart surgeries and so forth, there's really a relatively limited history of heart surgery and heart history. So at this point, that should take him into at least his teen years, if not into young adulthood, and mm-hmm. then kind of go from there. So... but this should be his last real major one, at least for quite a while.
And is this your first son?
This was our first child.
Your
yes.
first child?
Our first child.
Right. And so, yeah, that must have been really, really hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And considering, you know, at the time I was pregnant, we were thinking we were going into the ultrasound to find that we had, find out the sex of our baby, and la-di-da, and having the ultrasound tech tell us that your baby has a heart condition. Mm. It was just unfathomable. I mean, I was ignorant. I was like, what do you mean my baby has a heart condition? And so going into that, and then I never thought I'd learn a term like double outlet right ventricle, or know that I was a Dorv mom, you know, the mom of a Dorv baby. That's and run into
that
other
doesn't
moms
sound
of
right.
Yeah.
That sounds like fighting words there.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been pretty terrifying, you know, along the way. And we're really fortunate to have a good team of doctors, especially in this area. Children's Hospital, Swedish Medical Center, they've both been very strong in supporting all the surgeries, and great doctors in the area. So
how did you two connect up?
We joined a heart walk community teams group that we were a part of a committee, and met there. We're trying to increase awareness of community teams and build the community team portion of the heart walk for the Puget Sound Heart Walk that's coming up.
So, Holly, tell me a little bit about the Heart Walk.
So a little bit about the Heart Walk is that it's going to be taking place on Saturday, October 15, and it's going to be taking place both in Seattle and Tacoma. And so people can actually go to SeattleTacomaHeartWalk.org and get all the information there. But just a little bit more details about it is that for Tacoma, they're going to have a 2-mile and 4-mile route. And for Seattle, we'll have a 1-mile survivor route as well as a 5K. And all the festivities for both locations do kick off at 8:30. That's when we're going to have our opening ceremonies. And then the walking actually begins at 9 a.m. So we're really looking forward to having a lot of fun on that day. Again, we're a little little over a week away from the heart walk, and
I could see it in your eyes.
I know.
That's a week
just
away.
Around the corner.
You know, but at least you weren't the day with the diva lady who's on Saturday.
2 days away. But so Elaine and I, you know, we got to meet through this community teams committee through the American Heart Association, and it's been so wonderful to be able to connect with other people. And, you know, for her, here I am, this child growing up with the heart disease, and here she has a son growing up with this heart defect and conditions and working through that. So it's just fun to kind of see this mirror image of what that's like.
Mm-hmm. And the hope and the possibility that, you know,
absolutely.
Just because, you know, the ticker doesn't work perfectly doesn't mean that it's, you know, doom and gloom and no hope. I mean,
not at all.
That's right,
you
yeah.
have a boy, your own boy, and you're married and you have a career, and it hasn't stopped you at all.
It's made it possible. I mean, it truly has made it possible. If I didn't have, you know, the care that I had as a child and growing up into, you know, my adulthood and whatnot, and having incredible doctors in this area. Again, I've been born and raised in Seattle, Washington area. And if I didn't have that, I'm not quite sure how things would be. I think it would probably be very different. Or if that pacemaker hadn't been invented, if there weren't that team of researchers and the work being done, then we'd be talking about a different story here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Heart Walk, as well as other things that you ladies are passionate about, one of which is the Moms with Heart program. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And hopefully in that time, Dr. Craybill will be on the phone with us so that we can ask some more specific questions. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears.
Hi, this is Jerry Pearson, and along with my wife, Michelle Pearson, we're at the Pearson Law Firm, where we're called lawyers. But the truth is, we're really fathers and mothers and a family. A family of people who are members of a community where we are committed to preventing harm and protecting others, to enforcing rules that enhance our lives and take care of our families. That's what we do. That's who we are. At the Pearson Law Firm, you can call for a free case evaluation by calling 1-800-423-8473. We work with colleagues. We collaborate. We're committed to expertise and resources and making them available to members of our community. Call us at 1-800-423-8473 or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Remember the pink tow truck? It was a Seattle icon. But did you know the mastermind behind the marketing was also one of Seattle's successful entrepreneurs? Learn life lessons from Ed Lincoln by reading his new autobiography, Life Through the Rearview Mirror. Available at area bookstores and online, go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and click on the link.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I am Kim Ariano. Eric, what is that? What was that song?
Don't let the sun catch you crying. Jerry and the, say it with me, pacemakers.
Oh.
All right. Collective groan.
Wow. That was a stretch.
I don't know that it's that much of a stretch.
Very clever.
It's a good song.
I'd never heard it before.
Really?
No.
Very, very popular in the 60s.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
Well, neither was
neither I. Neither were you. I don't think anybody really in this room
there's
were there,
this great thing that exists called recording that allows you to go back in time.
I understand.
Musically.
And probably about half of the listeners out there that do remember that song are going, I'm going to turn off that Walk That Talk with Kim chick, man. No respect for Jerry and the pacemakers. That's funny. Thank you, Eric.
You've heard the Beatles, right? They were the other big Liverpool band at the time.
Oh, they were. Jerry and the Pacemakers.
That's right.
Were the
Barry
other...
Cross the Mersey was
gotcha.
The other big band.
Well, they sound very... Yeah. No, don't remember that. I remember the Beatles, though, so thank you for that reference now. I will never forget. Did you know that was Jerry and the Pacemakers?
I didn't know, and now
See,
I do.
Now,
I knew the song, just not the...
See, did you know you were going to come to the show today and learn something about music?
I'm glad we did.
What a public service to have Eric in our lives. This is so awesome. So anyway, back to let's talk about the heart. Why should someone participate? Why would someone maybe who doesn't have a heart condition or maybe has it in their family? What's one of the reasons why? What's your passion and your reason for participating?
You know, I think something that we all should consider is that heart disease, whether you recognize it or not, we are all impacted some way, shape, or form, whether it's ourselves or it's a family member or a friend, someone at work, someone that you've interacted with. Frankly, we are all impacted by it. So whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's heart attack, whether it's congenital heart disease, there's a whole variety of things. And it's something that the Heart Walk gives you an opportunity to get out there and be part of the community, to have a really fun kickoff to your Saturday morning, and to join in with a lot of other people that are passionate about this cause as well.
And it's not just about heart defects. It's also about heart disease. Are those seen differently kind of in your circles, that there's people that are born with heart problems or heart conditions, and then people, you know, that developed either through poor diet or high, like you said, high blood pressure, whatever reasons we get heart disease, and we get a lot of heart disease in this country? Or is it pretty much all combined? It's all about the heart.
When it comes down to it, it really is all about the heart. And the Heart Walk is about funding research. And so when we talk about funding research, it's a matter of whether it's for more of someone that had certain onset as an adult, or if it's someone that was born with it as a child, it's really a matter of funding that research. And that's what the Heart Walk is all about.
Some of the statistics that you sent me, I didn't know. It's the number one killer of Americans. That I did know. But that a person dies every 38 seconds.
Every 38 seconds.
So yeah. While we're on this show for an hour, about 120 people will have died from heart disease.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It also kills more women than all forms of cancer combined. I didn't know that. And so there's a lot of focus on cancer, as there should be. And you've got the pink and you know, breast cancer awareness and all that going on.
Absolutely.
But heart disease is killing more women than all of those cervical cancers, brain cancers, all that, you name it, combined.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And so why aren't we all up in arms over this?
Yeah, that's
a really good question.
That's a good question. You know, it's something that, you know, while we definitely need to be aware, especially with this month being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there are a lot of things out there that we can be impacted by. Something to really just be completely frank about is that heart disease, many of the cases, things can be preventable. So whether it be with your activity level, with your diet, with choosing not to smoke, there's a lot of lifestyle habits that can be prevented, and these heart diseases that are coming into play can be prevented by taking those appropriate healthy steps.
Do you think that people just don't believe it? I mean, we've heard that our whole lives, right?
Definitely.
You need to exercise. And is it because the degeneration is so slow, maybe? I don't know. It just, I'm struggling to understand, because I didn't even know these stats, especially as it relates to women. So is it because the heart isn't as sexy as boobs are? I mean, I'm trying to figure out why we don't, you know, but it's
well,
important.
You do have a point about that, but
I figured it out.
You know, and that's something that also with the American Heart Association, really working on getting the word out, getting the message out. And even, you know, say a decade ago, there wasn't as much information known about cholesterol as we do know today. Mm-hmm. So getting that word out, getting the, you know, information, whether it be through companies, through medical centers, through local community centers, it's a matter of getting that word out so people can be more cognizant of what is going on, recognizing within themselves, also knowing their heart health history and their family, getting that information, just becoming more aware is going to help each individual know what their risk factors are.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, when you get a diagnosis of cancer, it's like, you know, calling all cars, come in and let's deal with it. But heart disease is so progressive. And, you know, you just have little factors. Oh, you have high blood pressure. Let's give you some medicine for that. Or, oh, your cholesterol is a little high. And but over years, it certainly takes its toll.
It certainly does.
And you are incredibly, both of you, you recently, but you your whole life, probably have a connection with your heart where you know all those numbers all the time, don't you?
I really aim to. And I can't say that everything's always been perfect. You know, I've certainly worked with, after I had my son, had, you know, just dealt with where I started to get high blood pressure and was on medication for a while. But again, I kind of have that gift, I feel, of getting to see a cardiologist on a regular basis. Many adults don't have a cardiologist. They typically, well, hopefully are seeing, you know, their primary care physician, but they may not even be doing that. So I kind of feel it's this gift that I'm seeing a doctor on a regular basis several times throughout the year. And so I'm constantly being evaluated on what's going on. So that gives me the opportunity to take those motions that need to happen to make things better if there's any sort of things that are off or need to be improved upon.
Mm-hmm. And so how often do you have to go in and get a pacemaker?
So they're aimed to last about 8 to 10 years. I've not had one last that long yet, but you know, this one I'm on right now, we're on a good path. It's going to its full battery life. At least that's what we're aiming for.
So. Did they just put a zipper in there now, though, so you don't have to keep cutting? Just kind of take a little Velcro there and just kind of open and plug it in and play. It doesn't work that way.
It's funny that you call it that because my son has his scar and we call it his zipper.
For easy entry into the heart. Is it a really invasive surgery to have the pacemaker in? I mean, do they have to fully open you up, or
fortunately I've not ever had to have open heart surgery, so that's always been a good thing, where it's just simply, well, as simple as I like to perceive it.
Yeah, just simple slip and
simple
stick
little
it in
incision
the heart.
You know, just like put the pacemaker in a pocket, connect the leads, there you go, all done. So yep, recover, you're on your way.
Wow, amazing. And so our doctor is joining us today, so we have on the phone with us Dr. Craybill. Hi, welcome doctor to the Walk the Talk with Kim show. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to be part of this great discussion about heart disease.
Well, I was just mentioning to the ladies here that I was just floored when I learned that heart disease kills more women than all of the other cancers combined. And I was just wondering why. I mean, from the medical community perspective, what do you think? Why do you think that we don't know or not maybe taking seriously the our heart health?
You know, I would say that it is probably a combination of multiple factors. And let me just clarify that I'm a pediatric cardiologist, so I'm taking care of those children that are born with heart defects. But from the medical community standpoint, to some degree, if you look at families and who's responsible for providing the medical care in the families, many times it falls on the woman. She is oftentimes taking the children to the physician. She's nagging on her husband to take himself to the physician. Many women will take themselves to the physician, but oftentimes they start to get into the mindset of saying, boy, I'm just too busy. This isn't anything. You know, I don't need to pursue this symptom if I'm feeling some discomfort in my chest. Oh, I got a little short of breath. It's nothing. And they pass it off. I also think to some degree it's also difficult for the medical community as an organized function to get out there and say, you must do this all the time. And that's part of the advantage and the attraction to the American Heart Association with the annual walk that they have to raise funds to increase awareness. There also is a wellness luncheon that occurs in the month of February that the American Heart is very active in, and with the month of February being a Know Your Heart. But I think in general, life gets stressful, things come up into place, and you kind of put it on that back burner and don't think about it, which is unfortunate.
Well, you mentioned a couple of things that women should be thinking about, pain in the chest, I think you mentioned, or shortness of breath. What are some other symptoms or things that women need to be keeping top of mind?
You know, if they are experiencing any sort of irregular heartbeat or a type of a racing heart, so they feel palpitation. If they're plagued with episodes of dizziness or having fainting for unexplained reasons, many times some of the pain from heart problems may not be just in that mid-sternal or mid-chest area. It may be between the shoulder blades. Many people start talking about it being a pain in the area where you wear your bra, so more of a kind of a bra strap pain. And so it may not always be as obvious as that squeezing sensation in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do have any sort of chest pain, and particularly if it is associated with feeling nauseated, kind of sweaty, a little lightheaded, out of the ordinary, that really is a red light to say, wake up and get into your doctor and don't ignore this.
Wow, that's really great advice. And I hadn't thought of any of that. So this is, I'm so glad that you're on the show and that we're hopefully women out there are listening. And at a minimum, make sure that you're going and getting your yearly checkup. That will tell us a lot.
Absolutely. You know, go to the drugstore or the fire department if you don't have a blood pressure machine at home and check your blood pressure and know that your number should be about 120 over 75 to 80.
Over 75, I'm writing this down.
If it's higher, you know, be concerned. If it's consistently over 140 for the top number, get yourself into a physician or over 90.
There you go. Oh, that's really great. And so we are going to take a break, but you're going to stay on the phone with us, correct, Doctor?
Yes, I am.
I want to ask you about what you do specifically in children. And we've got Elaine here, and she had mentioned that you're her son's doctor. And we want to hear about children and dealing with these heart defects. And we've got the nation's expert on the line with us, so this should be a really fun conversation. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW AM 1150. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and at our firm, whether we're working on an automobile crash case or helping a client who's been injured by a defective product, we focus on justice. We're passionate about serving our clients. Our successful approach focuses on the right issue at the right time, with the best tools and expertise available. We focus on collaboration and cooperation. Clients support that process, and they respect our abilities to manage the legal process, to demystify it, and to explain choices and opportunities, and also their responsibilities. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's PearsonLawFirm.com. Or you can check us out at WalkTheTalkWithKim.com.
Hello, this is Kim Ariano of Walk the Talk with Kim. The reality is staggering. South Africa has one of the highest incidences of HIV/AIDS in the world. This fact results in millions of orphans left in the care of other family members, friends, or fending for themselves in child-headed households. Focus on Itemba offers orphans and vulnerable children a new direction in life through loving foster care homes with committed parents and a real opportunity for a good education. Please consider sponsoring a child to receive the needed stability to change their world. Go to itembakids.org or follow the links from walkthetalkwithkim.com. Remember the pink tow truck? It was a Seattle icon. But did you know the mastermind behind the marketing was also one of Seattle's successful entrepreneurs? Learn life lessons from Ed Lincoln by reading his new autobiography, Life Through the Rearview Mirror. Available at area bookstores and online, go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and click on the link.
Hi, this is Mike Wrenn, host of Smart Investing, an investment show that's easy to listen to, informative, and entertaining. An investment show that's easy to listen to? Are you kidding? I've been in the investment industry for 21 years. I can tell you that the biggest reason that most people aren't successful in the investment world is their own behavior. Join us here on KKNW 1150. That's Smart Investing. I'm Mike Wrenn, your host, right here on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Can you feel it too? My heart starts missing a beat. Now that song I know. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW AM 1150. And we have with us Holly Tucci and Elaine Minnick. And Elaine has a son who is was born with a heart disease or a heart defect. Yes, exactly. And Holly, who's lived her whole life with the condition and is passionate about helping others. And on the phone we have Dr. Kimberly Krabel. Great name, by the way, Dr. Kimberly.
Well, thank you. I think you've got a great name as well.
Excellent. So we like each other. But you work with pediatrics, so you work with the littlest ones, and you are an expert in echocardiography. What is echocardiography? Why is that important for people maybe to know?
Sure. Echocardiography is a type of heart test that will use sound waves to make images of the heart so that you can assess the anatomy. It also uses different forms of Doppler to look at blood flow patterns to the heart so that you can give, in addition to kind of a qualitative statement and an anatomic statement about the heart, also some functional or physiological estimates of what's going on. And it is used to support your clinical diagnosis from taking a good history and physical examination. And the nice thing about it is that it can give very good anatomic information and does not hurt the person to have one done. So it's not invasive. They don't have to be put to sleep or sedated for the most part. They do not require a special IV or anything like that. There's no cutting involved. So it's a great test. It is very similar, I tell people, to the pregnant woman who is going in for an ultrasound to look at the fetus that is developing in the womb, where you can actually start to see the face, the hands, the feet, the back, the stomach, the heart can actually be even looked at prenatally in addition.
And so you also do this with little ones, little fetus as well.
That is true, I do.
And what has changed? I mean, besides obviously the technology, but what has changed in how we diagnose and treat? Are we finding more of these things a lot earlier because of the research, like through organizations like the American Heart Association?
You know, what I would say, I have been practicing since 1987, so I've got a fair amount of experience behind me. The technology has had innovations performed that let you start looking at smaller and younger patients, whether it be a very young baby or a fetus in the womb. They have done things from adding the Doppler modalities to being able to do that more quantitative assessment. I also think that there has been more education that has occurred so that the community that is taking care of obstetrical patients, whether it is maternal fetal medicine specialists, obstetricians, family physicians who do OB, that there is more conscientiousness being given to women having ultrasounds during the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And probably the highest positivity that I see when women are referred to us for, please look for a congenital heart problem in this pregnant woman and the baby, is usually the highest yield comes when there has been an abnormal obstetrical ultrasound obtained. It usually isn't for the mother's diabetic or she has lupus, that they have had a prior child with a structural congenital heart lesion. Even though we look for those, more often than not, those end up being normal. And that can be very reassuring to a family.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what happened in your case, right, Elaine, is that through the ultrasound is when you found out that there was a problem.
Right. That's exactly right.
And so then you went to Dr. Krabel. And I can tell right away that it must have been really reassuring to have Dr. Krabel as your doctor.
Oh, yeah. She's been amazing. I mean, we're really blessed to have Dr. Krabel be part of our life. We never expected to have a pediatric cardiologist be part of our life, but we're sure glad it's her.
It probably sounds like a really silly question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Dr. Krabel, what's your favorite part of your job?
Oh, boy, that's so hard. You know, I think the the favorite part of my job is my interaction with patients. And it doesn't matter if it's the mother that's pregnant, to the teenager who struggled with heart disease, to the one-month-old that you've seen who's had a major surgical operation. They're just so full of life and so full of love, and it's just very rewarding when you can help them and see them do well.
I can imagine. What are some things, if you were to impart some knowledge on mothers out there, and I know mothers, when they're pregnant with their first children, you know, you read the book, What to Expect When You're Expecting, and of course you panic about all of the different things that can go wrong with pregnancy. What's some words of advice you would give some mothers out there that are getting those ultrasounds done and that find something?
Yeah, the words of advice I would give is that the ultrasounds, even though you may get some devastating news, at least you've got the news and the knowledge before the child is born. And that way, I can educate the families as to what the particular heart condition in the baby entails, what does it mean for the child's life, how do we need to take care of the pregnancy going forward. Is there any special delivery method that needs to occur? You know, when do you need to intervene for the child? Is it medications that are necessary? Is it surgery? When is all of that happening? And then to be able to try to give them a sense of a timeline as to what will happen for the child, not just at birth, but what's it going to be like at 2 years of age or 5 years of age or 10 years of age even. Part of the problem with congenital heart disease was that heart surgery, as we know it today, really started back in the mid-1950s and has gone through major advances since that time. And many of the children who have pretty devastating heart conditions didn't survive to have surgeries because they didn't know what to do with the children at that time. And so we're in a little bit of a dilemma saying we don't know what the 50, 60, 70-year outlook is going to be like for some of these children now. So, you know, my approach is saying, yes, we've got a problem. We know what it is. We can talk about it. You can be educated. You can learn about it. It's not going to be something that, boy, 2 a.m. in the morning, there's something wrong with your baby, and you're rushing, calling 911 and rushing to the hospital and finding devastating news out.
And so it sounds like that there's a lot of hope that, you know, you look at someone like Holly, who, you know, I'm sure her parents went through this hell that we're kind of talking about. But at the same point, that there is a lot of research out there and a lot of help out there. But that only happens because people attend things like the Heart Walk and people
right.
donate to things like the Heart Walk. And so tell us again, with a little bit of time we have left, Holly, when is the event?
The event is going to be Saturday, October 15th. And it's going to be held both in Seattle and Tacoma. And you can find out all sorts of information and get registered for the walk at SeattleTacomaHeartWalk.org. And it doesn't cost anything to register because the American Heart Association really does rely upon the donations to fund the research. And that's what this is all about. And it's all about increasing that awareness for heart disease and stroke, and to come out and just have a really good time on Saturday, October 15th, and to celebrate and to walk in honor of the people that we care and love.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Crabill, for joining us today, and for Elaine for coming on and sharing your story. And as a mom myself, and I'm sure all of us on the phone, we give you a big giant hug, because it's not what you bargain for. A lot of things you don't expect with your children, but to have to, especially your little boy, to go through what you've gone through with them, that our hearts are, we're giving you a big hug for that.
Because
that, I know my son, like I said, just broke his arm, and that was hard enough. I mean, that's a broken arm. I can't even imagine having to go through what you've gone through. But I I applaud the efforts that you're doing and getting involved in helping folks. There was a little program we didn't talk much about, the Moms with Hearts program, but you had mentioned that's a program through the Heart Association that helps moms that are dealing with these types of things. That's available as well. I'll put that on the website. Holly, thank you so much for coming and for sharing your story.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're just a beautiful soul. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW AM 1150. Thank you for joining us, and go out there. Go see your doctor and have your hearts checked, folks. Know your numbers and have a beautiful day. It's a beautiful